This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking the U.S. intelligence community to keep pushing for answers on how the COVID-19 pandemic began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and most other scientists believe the virus most likely occurred naturally.
But no one knows that 100% for sure.
And it's possible the virus emerged from a lab accident, a theory the Biden administration spent months minimizing. The president now says those are the two likely scenarios the intelligence community is considering, and he wants officials to redouble their efforts.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19, and also how do we prevent the next pandemic.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants a report within 90 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us that there is a third antibody drug available to COVID-19 patients.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorized the emergency use of a new drug with the goal of reducing hospitalizations and patient deaths. The drug comes from GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology, designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID-19, where patients are at risk of severe illness because of advanced age or underlying health conditions. This antibody drug is given through an IV and should be administered within 10 days after symptoms develop. Health officials say the demand has been low for two similar drugs already on the market. They suspect hospitals don't have a clear picture of the drug's availability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australia's most second populous state of Victoria will enter a one-week COVID-19 lockdown, forcing a near 7 million